documented experiences necessarily have to be. It's not just about farm workers. It's about children like me, students who have not seen their lands of birth for years and don't know anything else but this country. It's like, no, like, you don't understand what undocumented means, and it's not illegal, and it's not brown, doesn't have a color. It's a fucking status that anyone can be found in. Any immigrant has been found in eventually. I don't know, it's just been that very frustrating moment where it's like, you become a ghost. And you just become accustomed to this, what Jamila would call, culture of silence. Where no one talks about it, no one cares. Not even those who you think would be your allies. Like, we don't talk about these things on a daily basis or like in any significant way in the Latino community. Sure, we say that we're open to it and that we will accept you, but it's like, you need to actively do things for you to show that. You can't just say that you accept it. And it's just frustrating. And when even when like the college itself doesn't grant you the structural entities that you need for you to feel welcome, you're just thrown into this ocean. And I hate it because I'm found in this weird position where I need to be critical of Dartmouth, but at the same time, I'm so damn grateful. Like, I love this place. I love it to death because it has been my home and has given me a home for 3 years. If it wasn't for them, I would be homeless most of the times. All inner rooms, every single block of time where I haven't been taking classes, I can always come and rely on Dartmouth for housing. And I don't take that for granted. Like, I, you know, I know that I have a lot of really close friends back home who are undocumented and they don't have what I have. They would die to have what I have. I know that at least there's a million of individuals out there who are in extreme debt because they attended public schools, who are working their asses off, who are going to graduate in 6 to 7 years from undergrad because they are in this situation and they couldn't get to a Dartmouth. And it sucks. Because I know that any attempt that I make at being critical towards the place that has fed me, housed me, and giving me an education will be seen as being ungrateful. That's the last thing that I want. Because like I was brought up with this concept of always being thankful for those who have helped you. And like I'm found in this really weird situation where I'm like, Dartmouth has been great to me. But I know that it has not been great to everyone. And because I know that it has been great to me, I know that it has the potential to be great to everyone. And that's why I do the things that I do. Not because I hate it. Not because I think it's the worst place in the world. Because I know that it has the potential to be the greatest place in the world for everyone.